Tradition 5. I would like to introduce our first speaker, Kevin.
Thank you. I'm an addict. My name is Kevin.
Kevin.
My home group is the New Pathfinders Group of Narcotics Anonymous in Rosenberg, Texas. All right. I want to thank y'all for coming, and I want to thank the committee for inviting me. You know, when I had this, they called and asked me about this topic, I was like, well, I got some experience in that topic, you know, and the topic comes out of It Works, How, and Why on page 161, right? Let me get there. All right, I'm going to read it. Some groups seek to outdo others with luxury meeting spaces, extravagant refreshments, huge supplies of literature, elaborate activities. When we do this, our focus is distracted away from our primary purpose and on to money, property, and prestige. And I'm going to stop right there for a minute, but I want to read the what the tradition is, okay, because it's tradition 5, and it says each group has but one primary purpose, to carry the message to the addicts who still suffers, you see. And, you know, on the next page after that, it talks about the still suffering addict, okay? And, you know, for years, I only thought that the message was just for the newcomer, okay? And, you know, I've been clean for some time, and I went through some stuff in my recovery, and I was too ashamed to share about that, okay, because I wasn't clear on what the message was, you know? And I'm going to read that. Okay, it's on page 163, It Works, How, and Why. Many meetings are structured to carry the message to our newest members. These members often need more encouragement to stay, more answers to their questions, more of our love and care. But the newest members are not the only addicts who need the message of recovery. The still suffering addict with whom we share our hope may be any one of us, regardless of clean time. Tradition 5 is not limited to helping newcomers. The message of recovery is for all of us, okay? So so by knowing that, I know that this deal is for everybody, you know, and that I got to express a little bit more and help the newcomer, okay? You know, when I came to this convention, I got lifted, you know, because I seen some things going on in the area, okay, with meeting attendance, you know. We would go to meetings and it'd be nobody there to open up the door, okay? And we'd be sitting outside having a meeting, and then we'll go somewhere else and the same thing happens, you know? And when I got here and I seen all these recovering addicts and smiling faces and getting hugs, I got lifted, you see? You know, but prior to getting this topic, you know, my sponsor had suggested that maybe I need to check out this guiding principles. You know, this was some months ago. He said, you need to check this out. You know, I said, okay, let's check this thing out, you know. And as we got into it, I was able to start seeing things a little bit different, okay? Because in guiding principles, just let me get here for y'all. You know, it breaks some stuff down, you know, for the members, for the groups, and for service, you know. I'm going to start over at the, let me go back to It Works, How, and Why first, because it's some stuff in there. You know, when we start talking about the trying to outdo other groups, you know, I had a chance early in my recovery. I wear this shirt here because it reminds me that when me and a group of addicts, I had 2 years clean, we started a home group, and we had a luxury place. It had carpet, like, you know. Okay, we would have desserts, we would have all that. But we was lacking the experience of carrying the message, okay? And then also, we had our meeting inside of, we rented space from another fellowship, okay? So what happened was, you know, conflict started, you know what I mean? The meeting became a social place, okay? We were fighting, you know, because certain people wanted to use certain language in the meeting, okay? And the meeting disbanded, you know? Now, when that happened, okay, some people died, okay? Some people went off and used. There's a few that's still in recovery. And even I got one friend that's in prison for the rest of his life, okay? Because we tried to move into another place, unexperienced, okay? And this place wanted to bring their doctrine into our meetings, you know? And, you know, and I got to say this, that my understanding early on of the traditions was different then. The only thing I knew about the tradition was to beat you over the head if you said something wrong, okay? If you use a certain word, okay, then we was going to stop that meeting, you know? And as a result of that, you know, even though we were correct, we were supposed to be carrying a clear message, but the way we went about it was wrong, okay? And I see that today because, you know, my sponsor I had back then told me, he said, you know, it's no fun when you go to a meeting and nobody wants to give you a hug, okay? There's no fun when you go to a meeting and nobody wants to sit next to you, okay? So you got to be careful, you know, even when you're standing on principles, okay? Even when you're standing on principles, okay? That's what happens. And so by learning that, and to this day right now, there's still some people that hold a resentment for some shit that I did, okay, 10, 15 years ago. You know, now that's their shit. That's their stuff. Okay? It's not mine. But sometimes it still don't feel good. Okay? So I learned to have some compassion today. You know, even though I get calls, you know, about people coming into Narcotics Anonymous, I go to certain groups and the man is in there with the Bible, the man is in there with some other stuff. And they're not carrying a clear message, you know. And they say, well, what should we do? You know, and first thing I want to say, well, maybe you need to pull him aside during the meeting, or I mean after the meeting, and say, hey, you know. And then they say, well, no, you've been doing this for a while. I say, well, what do you think? You know, he said, fuck that. I'm gonna tell him about it. You know what I mean? I said, okay, you know. Well, when I asked the man a couple of days, like, well, what did you do? I mean, how did that situation turn out? He said, man, the guy didn't say none of that, you know. We in another attic that had a little more experience, we went and talked to the gentleman about it, about carrying that clear message. You know, but I truly believe that what has happened in Narcotics Anonymous, that we rely on the therapeutic community to do our jobs as members. You see? You know, because what happens is when people come into the rooms, first we gotta dismantle that this is not a class. Okay, because the first thing they say, well, okay, I like this class. Okay, so we got to stop that shit. You know what I mean? That this is not a class. Okay, this is a meeting, you know, and start making more suggestions. You know, like one simple suggestion is to listen to what's being read at the beginning of the meeting. Okay, it tells you in the beginning of the meetings, all those readings we do at the beginning of the meeting will explain everything about Narcotics Anonymous that you want to know. Every single thing you want to know is at the beginning of that meeting. Even what the chairperson reads, okay? You know, because sometimes we don't pay attention to that, you know? You know, I had got to the point sometime in my recovery that I say, okay, well, what I'll do, I can get there before, they take them 15 minutes to read those readings, okay? So I can be a little late, you know? I had to stop that shit. I get there early. Okay, I get there early and I stay late. Okay, it's some things I wanted to read because, see, the thing is, when I'm start talking about Tradition 5, all right, I can't talk about Tradition 5 without talking about Tradition 1. You see, and it says here in Tradition 5, in Guiding Principles for the members. Now, the recovering addict and the group need each other to survive. The group depends on selfless service of its members, and the members depend on the group being true to its purpose. The fifth tradition is bound up with the first. Our personal recovery depends on NA unity, and that unity depends on our attention to our primary purpose, okay? And then it goes on to say, we don't have to be on step 12 to carry the message of recovery, but working the steps helps us understand our message. When we struggle to articulate a clear message individually or as a group, we can look to our foundation in the steps to help us understand. The first step of Narcotics Anonymous is unique. Rather than addressing a single symptom or substance, we admit our powerlessness over the disease that drives us. It is this step that allows us to recover together without concern for what or how much you use. Recovery is an inside job because addiction is an inside disease, okay? And you know, I read that, okay, because it links up, because back on the topic, underneath the topic, and see, this is real simple, you know? It says that money, literature, and meeting space are tools we can use to help us carry the message. However, they should serve us, not rule us. You see? So I gotta be careful when we start doing. And normally what I've seen when this stuff happens, it's one individual. Okay? Running. And it might be the leader. Because we do have leaders, you know? You know, some people say, well, you know, they get that tradition mixed up, but we have leaders, okay? But we trust them to do what's right. Okay? We trust them. You know, one of the biggest things that Narcotics Anonymous, let me go here, it's about the group, okay? It's all about the group, you know, because the group is the most powerful vehicle for carrying the message, right? Okay, let me go here. This is in the for the groups in Tradition 5, Guiding Principles, okay? Let me put these. Our actions are more important than our words. Our actions that make an addict feel included, cared about, and a part of are among the most powerful ways for carrying the NA message. Whether we're reaching out to a brand newcomer, a middle timer, or our longest timer in the room, we are never too old for the message of hope. Welcome and concern always, almost always feel good. Whether we are new or not, our members carry the message in our groups. Our groups work best when everyone feels welcome to be a member. The power of the NA group springs from its focus on the primary purpose. And however, our message comes through the unity and the cohesion of our groups. And you know, we're talking about the cohesion, you're talking about solidarity, you know? And then it goes on to say that the group is the most effective means of carrying the message, but it cannot do it without caring and committed members, you know, and caring, you know, we're talking about a concern for others, okay? And you know, when I was feeling committed, when I heard committed, I was feeling that, you know, and it talks about committed feeling or dedication to a cause, okay? And then I said, well, what are we committed to here in Narcotics Anonymous? Real simple, for carrying the message, okay? For carrying the message that any addict can stop using drugs, okay? Any addict can stop using drugs, and let me read that for y'all, man. Lose the desire to use drugs and find a new way to live, okay? And that's it. And in layman terms, sometimes we don't understand that. See, sometimes I have to get it plain to me, you know, and more in a sense what it's saying is that basically the 12 steps work. That's what it's saying, that the 12 steps of recovery work, okay? You know, but like I said before, I read that our action speaks that. How are we acting in the meetings, okay? Because one of the most important things in the meeting is protecting the atmosphere of recovery, okay? And sometimes that you have to hurt some feelings in order to protect the atmosphere of recovery, okay? You know, and you know, for some reason, I've been clean for some time, and I get a lot of calls about different stuff, you know what I mean? People doing things in meetings and, you know, and they say, man, well, we had to go to him about what he was doing and this and that, you know? And that's cool, okay? That's real cool, all right? To protect the atmosphere of recovery. But we also got to understand, okay, that's a still suffering addict too, okay? And are we going to treat them like a bad employee, okay? Or are we going to treat them like a still suffering addict, you know what I mean? So they can maybe hear the message again and keep coming back, You know, because the group is real important. You know, I'm going to read something about the group. Right there, okay. All right. Okay. You know, because, you know, my home group is a small group, you know. And it says, size is not the only measure of a meeting success. Small meetings can be intimate, you know, unified and solid. They can provide a safe and steady place to share and to call home. A meeting can be just right with 10 people or 200. The question is always about the atmosphere of recovery. Are people coming back? Are newcomers staying? Are people sharing honestly and openly? Is the message clear? You see? You know, and the atmosphere, you know, is all about, is it emotionally safe? Okay? Is it physically safe? Okay? You know? Because, you know, and I thought about that. I said, you know, when I see these type of things happen in the meetings, you know, or I go to a meeting that doesn't seem like it's want to follow NA traditions, right? I'm quick to run. Because, see, I've been a runner my whole life. I said, fuck that. I ain't going back there, you know, when actually I should keep going back, you know, because NA survival, okay, is what's needed, okay? The survival of NA depends on me being a caring and committed member of Narcotics Anonymous, okay? And I need to keep coming back, you know? They got a spot in here for the members. Here we go. All right. Being a part of a fellowship that is clear and passionate about its purpose can give us a sense of what it means to be clear and passionate in our own lives. When we come to understanding what it means for a group to have a purpose, we may want to take a look and ask ourselves about our own primary purpose. Many of us find the bridge between Tradition 5 and Step 11. When we pray for understanding of a higher power's will for us, the power to carry that out, we are seeking a higher purpose as well. For some of us, taking on the primary purpose of NA can be life's works. Carrying the message will always be where we find our deepest rewards. Others of us find our greatest passions elsewhere, in our families, in our careers, our creativity, or our faith. Whether we find a sense of connection through one outlet or many, being driven or called to a purpose can be one of the most joyful experiences in life, you know? So I get joy out of this deal, you know, helping other addicts, you know, and then also I can get some help, because at any given moment I could be non-spiritual, you see, and it could be a newcomer that I may have to share with, okay? You know, I can remember having, when we started the group, there were all kind of fights going on. I mean, I've literally seen fights break out in the meetings, you know, all over some simple words, you know what I mean? Come out one day and a friend of mine's got another cat in a headlock, you know, and, threatening to do some stuff to him. And you know, those are the type of things that led that group to disband, you know. And then for years, you know, I traveled miles. You know, I was without a home group, you know, because the meeting was in my area, you know what I mean? And it was my way of giving back, okay, and making amends to the area, you know, because I was a tyrant, you know, and I did things. And I said, well, this is how I get back. I'll go to meetings in my area, try to carry the message, you know. And you know, and it took some time because, you know, I always tell people, it's hard to recover rural, you see, outside of major metropolitan, you see. You know, because what happens is, you know, people come out of treatment and they're thinking just one way, you know what I mean? And some of them believe that a meeting is a meeting that is a meeting. And a lot of time they're wrong, wrong, wrong. Okay? You know what I mean? You know, we stand alone on this deal, you see? You know, we're grateful for other fellowships, you know, but Narcotics Anonymous has recovery is explained to us is that it's an act of change in my ideals and attitudes, okay? You know, this is what we do, okay? We say this and we do this, you know, because the problem with literature is language, okay? You know, some people find an easy way out. You know, if you give an addict, I see if you give someone an easy way out, they're going to take it, you know, because I sure took it, okay? You know, and then, you know, sometimes acceptance, we got to let acceptance grow on newer people sometime, you know what I mean? They'll come around, you know, because repetition strengthens and confirms, you know. After you be in a room for a while and everybody's saying they're an addict, eventually you're going to probably say you're an addict, okay? You know, instead of a guy like me beating you over the head saying, you got it, we say addict here, you know. And then, too, they may not be a member. We don't know. Okay, that's always the possibility that the person in the room may not be a member, you know. But as members, you know, we're asked to do certain things, okay. And if we're a member, then we should do those things, you know. I'm so glad that this convention happened when it did, you know, because I was really, you know, starting to get depressed with my area. You know, I mean, there's certain groups I can go to, I know where they carry the message. And the funny thing is that that group carries the message, okay, but they also serve refreshments, okay, but they carry the message, you know. They carry the message, and I've been recovering with them for years, you know. It's not my home group, okay, and it's way off on the other side of Houston, but I go there. Okay, and they carry the message, you know. And I haven't seen a lot of places where addicts had, you know, real luxury spaces, you know. But I can see how it can divert you. Because what happens when you start getting diverted, it starts fueling self-obsession, you see. And when you put all that on one addict, you know, they'll think they're running some shit right out the gate. And sometimes you got to put that ego in check. Because sometimes I got to leave my ego at the door, you see. You know, it's hard sometimes, especially when you're in a room and you've got the most clean time. And you're in a room with a bunch of newcomers, you see. And sometimes you don't know what to tell them, okay. And you just say, well, you know what, I'm going to tell them the truth, okay. You know, and share honestly with them, you see. You know, it's hard sometimes, but I keep coming back. You know, I spend half my life away from home working. You see, so when I come back, you know, it's like this happened, that happened, or maybe these people didn't show up and open up the doors, or maybe these people came far away and y'all doors were locked, you know, and then I got to start, you know, asking questions, well, what happened, you know, and then, you know, I find out that, you know, after people stay clean for a while, they get lives, okay, but our primary purpose is what we do, you know, it is what is most important. And that's all we do. We don't do nothing else but that. Carry the message of recovery, you know, and that act of change in our ideals and attitudes. And explain that, you see. You know, so I want to thank y'all for coming, and I'm going to pass the torch. Thank you. All right.
Our next speaker is Lucy B.
Okay. All right, my name is Lucy and I'm an addict. And I'm from San Antonio, Texas, Esperanza area in the house. Right? My home group is Just for Today. We meet every Monday and Wednesday, 6:15 to 7:15 at 6110 Northwest Loop 410, man. If you're ever in San Antonio, please come out. And I'm like grateful and I'm nervous. And, of course, this tradition, like he was saying, is our fifth tradition, which says each group has but one primary purpose, to carry the message to an addict who still suffers. And what is our message? That an addict, any addict, can stop using, lose the desire to use, and find a new way to live. Our message is hope, promise of freedom. Right? That's it. It's not how many pastries I got. It's not how much food I got at my home group. It's not what speaker I have, what we do, what we don't do, how many times we meet, how many people show up, if the cool kids are there. It don't matter. Like, our message, is our that's our primary purpose, man. We just got to carry the message Like, at my home group, there was only four of us, which is my merchandise subcommittee. This past Wednesday, it was the four of us. And we had a meeting, and then we took care of business after. Because we still met for that full hour, man. You never know, because it's about the newcomer. When I grew up in Narcotics Anonymous, that's what they told me. It is about the newcomer. It ain't about you. I'm like, I only have a couple days. It don't matter. You're not new anymore. There's somebody sitting here with less time than you. And you need to start getting out of yourself. You know, so when I came into Narcotics Anonymous, they taught me, okay, you go to a meeting every day until necessary, like until it's time to stop. So I went to a meeting every single day for at least the first 2 years. And my clean date is 8/26/13. We just celebrated 6 years. And I know that's not a lot for some, but shit, that's a lot for me. Because I ain't ever been clean 6 years in my entire life. Like, wow. And what is a meeting, right? Because I was thinking about this topic, and it talks about meetings outdoing others and all that. And what is a meeting? H&I is a meeting, right? Activities, events are meetings. Functions are meetings, period. And what is the purpose of those functions, those events? It's not to make money. I mean, it happens. Because we got to live and we got to put on conventions and all that. But still, the primary purpose is to carry the message, man. That's what it's about. And I'm, like, grateful for people who have taught me that. You know, doing activities, we have speakers. And I'm not talking about one speaker, two speakers. We have a couple speakers. You know, like I said, my home group is just for today. And we will be having a home group celebration with five speakers. Free food. And it's Sloppy Joe's, it's nothing fancy, but it's free, the best kind of food. You know what I'm saying? So for me, that's what's important. Like, and I have not lost sight of that, man. When I get to my home group, something that we all do as home group members, we hug everybody, man. And we attend regularly. So I know if somebody hasn't been to my meeting, like, you know, to my home group. So we give them a hug. You know, and I work on not getting there late and not, oh my God, I'm here late, guys. I'm going to go around the room and hug everybody. No, it's not about that. It's not about being popular in our in an anonymous program, right? I want to be popular among liars, cheaters, and thieves, you know, all that. Dope fiends, people that lived under the bridge because I know I've been homeless. You know, it's about, like, loving that person and showing them that, like, dude, you don't got to use, man. Like, just for today. And if I can get through some shit clean, so can you. You know, and, like, not just sharing the mess, but sharing the message. You know, the solution. Like, people talk about in our literature, it says the problem and the solution. Of course, the problem is me, like Jeanette was saying. And the solution is in the steps, it's in our literature, period. In the program of Narcotics Anonymous, like Narcotics Anonymous is like a whole thing of things to do. Not just meetings, not just one meeting a week for me. Let's just say that right now where I'm at. It's not just that. Calling my sponsor, actively working the steps, because I could get a step and sit on it all day and be all messed up. And what's going to come out of my mouth? The mess. So what am I going to tell the newcomer? Oh, yeah, you're going to get clean, but you're going to be jacked up. You know, because I suffer from the disease of addiction, and we relate through our drug use initially. And then once all that is gone, and it's just me, and I see, okay, I'm the problem. I'm selfish, because I didn't think I was selfish for the first couple of years, because I'm, like, all up in service and, you know, my first home group was a newcomer group, and I scrubbed that toilet and, you know, sponsoring left and right because you got all these new people coming in, and, you know, I'm doing it. But at home, my house is a mess. Me and my husband are fighting. You know, I got my daughter, and she's like, I don't know. Because it's not just in what we say. It's about in how we live, man. I could talk all this good stuff all day, but if I ain't living right, man, what does that say? I'm still putting on that mask. I'm still not changing, man. And what's the use of getting clean if you ain't going to change and get better? Because using drugs wasn't my only problem. Lying, cheating, stealing. I know nobody's done any of that in here, right? But for me, getting up on somebody, wanting to feel better than because I feel less than. You know, my grand sponsor talks about like the shield. You know, and that's how my ego comes, as a shield. You know, I had a recent interaction with my ex, who's still actively using, who is like my daughter's biological father. And that ego came up, right? Instead of carrying the message, I'm like, oh, look at you. You suck. And I felt bad, man. But I had the opportunity to apologize, you know, and practice something different. So future interactions, I've been like, nice. Even though there has been none lately. You know, but like, this is what it's about, man. Like, the groups are important. My home group is important to me. I love my home group. I am very much in love with my home group. I love my home group members. There's like five solid home group members. And by solid, I mean like, you know, we show up to group conscience, we chair the meetings, you know, and it's nothing fancy. We don't like meet and pay all this rent in this extravagant place. We have like some rundown couches and a table, and it's cool, man. And we have speaker meetings once a month. And, you know, we do the Thanksgiving thing for people who don't have a place to celebrate, man, because that's important. You know, like, I remember not having a safe place to go for anything because everybody used, because that's all I knew. Mm-hmm. You know, so having a safe place to go, you know, doing activities, staying there till midnight even when I didn't want to. But it's all about that newcomer, man, because I was new once. I still am. Like, I like to consider myself new because ripe, when you're ripe, you rot. That's what I've been told. And so I just want to stay green because the longer I stay clean, the longer that I've learned, the more that I've learned that I don't know shit. You know, because when I came in, I had 90 days and I was like, I'm living this program and practicing these principles and, you know, everything's great in my life. And with 6 years clean, I'm like, oh, you know, stuff's a little crazy. I'm crazy, but I'm getting better, man. And just always keeping that newcomer first, you know, and not letting money, profit, or prestige get in the way of anything, whether it's in the meeting or outside the meeting, man, because I could get caught up real quick. You know, versus when I first came in, ooh, this meeting has cookies. That impressed the shit out of me. You know, because that's all I would eat was the cookies and the coffee because I was homeless and had no money. You know, it doesn't take a lot to impress this poor kid. But for me, that was like, man, I really wanted to go to that meeting for the coffee and cookies. Simple as that, man. Simple. You know, and that's what works for me. You know, at my home group, we have coffee. Sometimes we have cookies and we have water. We good. You know, and I feel like in our area, I don't feel anything like that when I go to meetings. I don't feel we're in competition, and I'm grateful for that. You know, like, I love Esperanza area. And, like, man, it's, we are a community, a recovery community, man. And where I come from, I'm from the Valley, we don't have nothing. We have something in McAllen, but when you're in Valley time, you know, in Houston and San Antonio, when you drive 20 minutes, it's like down the street. But when you're in the Valley, 20 minutes is like forever. Like, I'm from Harlingen, and there's no Narcotics Anonymous meetings in Harlingen. The closest meeting is in McAllen and Edinburgh, which is about, if you're driving like I drive, 25 minutes. And for me, that's nothing. But if you're born and raised down there, that's like far, you know. And I'm grateful that God moved me from there and brought me to San Antonio. You know, because initially I was in San Antonio and not by choice. You know, initially when I was in San Antonio and I was fresh out of SADF, because that's where I heard the message of Narcotics Anonymous, was in SADF. And I was clean and sober. John knows, he was there. You know, and everybody loved me though. Everybody loved me and showed me some love and taught me. Didn't embarrass me, didn't call me out, loved me. and just continuing to come back and develop these relationships in Narcotics Anonymous, you know, because that didn't work because I needed more research. It's not that it didn't work. I wasn't ready. How about that? And so coming back around this time, it's like, wow. I heard a predecessor say it, because, like, my life has continually changed since I got here. You know, not my surroundings, yes, but also me as a person. You know, and I really shortchanged myself by not working some steps when I first got here, man. I just wanted to get clean and stay clean this time. You know, and I really, really shortchanged myself big time by not working steps when I first got here. You know, and now, like, and to share that with somebody new, man, like, don't sit on your steps. Like, let's do it. Like, let's change. Let's do something more. Let's continue to, like, build up this home group. Let's do something. And to share that with somebody, because, like, I've been there. Like, that's awesome, man. And I don't ever want to be in competition, man, because I've been a part of the us and them. And I don't ever want to be a part of us and them anymore, man, because it's all us. You know, we're all here for one thing, and that's just to stay clean and to get better and to change, man. You know, I don't want to be the same me today, tomorrow. Like, that's it. I want to continue growing up. You know, and for me, I'm like, man, I got a late start in life because I got clean when I was 26. And, right? It's like, right? I know nobody could tell because I have all these ganas, but I'm 32. And it's like, man, life don't stop, y'all. Life don't stop. My daughter, when I came in, she was like 7, and now she's 14, you know? And, like, living this program at home, making sure she feels important, just like a newcomer, you know, living this program with my husband because, you know, I love him, you know, and practicing all this in my entire life, not just when I'm in a meeting. Like, that's important to me, because, like I said before, like, I can love a newcomer all day, but tell me my husband lost a credit card, I'm gonna be mad. You know, tell me my daughter got a bad grade, I'm gonna be mad. Like, and how about just loving them like the way I love the newcomer, the way I love my home group. You know, and that's what this program teaches me, y'all. It teaches me how to be okay outside of the rooms. You know, because this is, like, where I learn how to live. Because I didn't know how to live outside of Narcotics Anonymous. I got strung out real quick, real fast. So I didn't know how to be an adult. You know, and the meetings taught me that. People in the meetings have taught me that. They have taught me to be a woman, a respectable woman. I'd like to think respectable, I don't know. And service has taught me some shit. You know, and I feel like the traditions have helped me move my shit out of the way so I could still continue to serve. You know, because when I hear, like, place principle before personality, okay, my personality, move that shit out of the way. You know, because I could get caught up real quick. I'm real passionate about Narcotics Anonymous, man. I love our area. I love our region. And I could get real, like, intense about it. But the meetings in Narcotics Anonymous has taught me how to get in conflict with somebody and still be okay, man. Like, I don't got to hold on to that shit. Like, we're both passionate about service, and we're both passionate about this, and we're not always going to agree. And guess what? That's okay. There doesn't have to be an us and them. Hey, come here. Let me talk to you a minute so we can sway this vote. Because at the end of the day, it's all God. You know, I kept, like, thinking and praying. And, like, what am I going to say? What am I going to do, man? It don't matter because it's all God. You know, once God leaves, and I'm stuck. I'm like, what did I say? So I'm, like, really grateful for the meetings. I'm grateful for the traditions. I'm grateful for my sponsor. And I'm not just, like, saying that I'm grateful. Like, recovery's action, right? So I show that I'm grateful, man. I show up to my home group, and I set it up. or sometimes a setup, because we have this home group member that just comes in and he'll set it up and he'll leave. All I gotta do is show up to chair. It's amazing. You know, and always showing that the newcomer is important. We got a rehab that goes to my home group sometimes. And it's a rehab for women and children. And they go to my home group, man, and that is the bomb right there. That's the hit. You know, when they go in and they feel welcomed and they're excited to be at my home group, they're just as excited as me. And sometimes it's only a few of us and them, and that's okay. Like, my meeting don't got to be the popular meeting. Like, as long as we're doing the right thing, man, and carrying the message, we're good. We give away basic text to the newcomer. That's important. You know, like, I can't get over how much I love my home group and how important keeping the primary purpose is, because that's what this is all about, man. Somebody carried the message to me. You know, so I suit up and show up to meetings to carry the message. For example, like I said, H&I is a meeting for me. I don't count that as my meeting, you know, my weekly meetings, but it is a sort of a meeting. You know, so I suit up and I show up and I go to SADF, man. And the monitors are like, thank you for coming. It means a lot. It means a lot to these women. I am one of those women. The statistics were one out of every 25 of those women will make it, and I am one of them. And it is only because of Narcotics Anonymous. I do puro NA, man. Like, NA is my life. And I am very much in love with Narcotics Anonymous, and I'm passionate about it. You know, and I keep those commitments. Shit, and they taught me how to keep a commitment to my family, to my daughter, you know, and just like carrying the message, like my brother. That is an admission he needs to make for himself. So I don't want to call him an addict if he hasn't said he's one, because that's not my shit. But what I can say is that my sister-in-law recently opened up to me, man, and he's in Mexico right now, and that makes me hella nervous. Because, like me, all it takes is that first drink, and I'm off to the races. But that's all, like, there's nothing I can do, man. It's all God. And if he's meant to get clean and do something different, he's meant to get clean and do something different. If not, that's okay. But the one thing I do know is I'm never alone with him. You know, I surround myself with people that inspire me. I heard a predecessor say that. You surround yourself with people that inspire you. If you don't, then you're in a cage. And I believe that. Because since I've been clean, my people have changed. My best friend has 17 years clean and she's 50 years old. Mm-hmm. What? Like, that's awesome. You know, and I just continue to surround myself with people that inspire me, man, and talk to people and learn. Like right now, I want to be a better person. So I'm actively working my steps. And whenever I run into a couple, because right now it's like me and my husband, like I want to get better. So I ask people, like, how do you do it? Do you fight? Lynn and Gilbert are like, yeah. So I want to know how to get better. And I look for experience, strength, and hope, because that theory shit don't fucking work for me. I don't want to hear your advice. I want to hear how you do it, because that's how I relate. You know, and I know that's how other people relate. And I'm like really amazed by this program and like what it's taught me to do and the traditions that keep us in line, man. This fifth tradition is really important to me. The newcomer is important in my home group. You know, I don't know about everybody else's, but I know in my home group it is. I know in our area it is. We celebrate clean time every day. But I feel like God took off. So it's just me now rambling. So that's all. I'm just going to end it there before I mess it up. So.